Diamondbacks win it!
The 15th of August, as the Arizona Diamondbacks prepare to play at the Nationals Stadium, formerly D.C.'s gay enclave, immigrant rights protesters showed up demanding that Major League Baseball move the All-Star Game out of Arizona. These protests have dogged the Diamondbacks ever since Arizona passed the racist SB 1070 immigration law, held unconstitutional in court, but still in appeals.
Really in the name of!
When the game was played, three separate groups of protesters interrupted the fifth inning. Two pairs of protesters ran out of the field with pro-immigrant signs, stopping the play of the game. A third group of protesters held another sign over the wall in the outfield. Interestingly, even the people that held the sign over the outfield wall were barred from Nationals games for the next year. Even though if the sign had been something about Go Nats, they wouldn't have even been bothered. Guess the security forces were all teed off about having a game interrupted and earlier being threatened with force when they tried to stop somebody from filming in the direction of the stadium. Here's what things sounded like before the game even began as protesters gathered outside the stadium.
Don't give in to racist fear!
Immigrants, I welcome you!
Don't give in to racist fear!
Immigrants, I welcome you!
There were over 50 protesters demanding that Major League Baseball comply with the economic and cultural boycott of Arizona by moving the All-Star Game to somewhere else. And there were no more than 10 of the right-wing Minute Clan Nazi types counter-protesting. They were heavily outnumbered. That's an interesting chant. Arizona, new Jim Crow, racist laws have got to go.
Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses.
Arizona's SB 1070, that had it not been struck down in court, would have allowed cops to stop people and demand immigration papers, is very much like the pass laws that were applied to African Americans in a time of slavery, and is very much in the spirit of Jim Crow. Now, some people might point to majority support among Americans elsewhere for Arizona-type legislation, but remember, Jim Crow also had majority support, at least among white voters it did, that is.
Hey, baseball! Let's face it! Arizona is racist!
There's another ugly little backstory to anything happening at the National Stadium, and that is that the National Stadium, just like Arizona, is stolen land. Arizona was stolen by force by the United States from Mexico, which had in turn stolen it by force from indigenous people. Well, D.C.'s baseball stadium sits on land stolen by force from D.C.'s gay community, where an entire neighborhood was bulldozed to make way for Major League Baseball.
Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses.